Welcome to Experts on Call on News Talk 580 CFRA. Get expert advice on a variety of topics and hear what Ottawa business people have to offer. Ask questions, get answers. This is Experts on Call on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Organizations looking to improve their office space while making inroads with staff satisfaction need to stay close this hour. If you're a CEO, business owner, or decision maker, we have excellent news, especially now as the dynamics of our working life and the office is undergoing some change. Dave Watts with you this hour, and pleased to welcome back Real Strategies office leasing expert, Darren Fleming, CEO, broker of record with Real Strategy, based here in Ottawa. Good afternoon once again, Darren.
Hey, Dave, how's it going?
Fine. Great to chat with you again. I guess a reminder, if you're a corporate decision maker listening and new or updated office space is needed, now is the time to get that deal done. We're going to look into that this hour. Bottom line, it's all about the people, your organization's incredible employees, and the amazing space they deserve. Darren, to begin, you've got an impressive academic and real estate background. Let's review that once again for those new to Real Strategy and how Real Strategy came about.
Dave, I've been in commercial real estate for about 22 years now. I got my start in retail development with my dad. And really, my focus has always been on helping people get great deals in mostly office space. Over time, I started to realize that as office space was changing more and more, the way it was laid out, the way we interacted with this space was often more impacted by the people we worked with, the furniture that was in there. It became more complex as we started to move into, you know, smaller technologies that could help us move around the office without all these cables, quite literally tying us to our desk. From that took me into understanding and curiosity really about workplace strategy, about how to diagnose what organizations are going through and how that translates into how much space we need. Ultimately, it led to me selling my last company and going back to school at Telfer's executive MBA program from 2016 to 2018, because I wanted to understand what these management consultants were doing when they sat down to interview an executive team. How did they put together data sets from soft data like interviews and surveys and workshops? And from out of that came Real Strategy, this idea of blending the services of a full service real estate brokerage with a robust management consultant methodology, as well as elements of interior design workspace strategy with respect to, where are we trying to take our boat? Who do we need pulling at the oars to make sure we get there? What kind of tools and space are we going to need to support us on our journey? And then having all the ability to make it happen.
You know, this kind of a strategy really needs a great team to pull it together, probably folks with specific expertise. Let's talk a little bit about the Real Strategy team and how it all works together for your clients.
You know, I have to say, I am the most proud of the team I have now than I've ever been in my whole career. Jared and Wes are our business development guys. They're out there every day trying to start conversations about how to create a magnetic quality to your space where people want to come in. Naomi, who works with us as a lease administrator, leasing manager, she's minding the fort. Really, really detail oriented, great with documents. Kevin's our admin. Lee keeps the lights on, make sure our bills get paid. Jacob, who joined us recently, is just a master at construction management. He's built projects for RCMP, CSIS, big government, all the way down to little tiny stuff. And Mike is our property manager and makes sure that for those facilities where our clients have asked us to look after their properties for them, that not only the lights stay on, but the money keeps flowing and that it's still standing at the end of the day, looking better than when we found it.
You know, the thing that impresses me, Darren, is the fact that all of a sudden, here's a real estate company, Real Strategy, putting people first. Let's talk about that.
What's funny is that, commercial real estate firms have, I guess it sounds obvious, but we really traditionally have always focused on the bricks and mortar, on the buildings, on the real estate. And so a lot of real estate brokerages really have focused on, getting you good deals on a space without really actually asking you, how did you arrive at the requirement? How do you know how much space you need? They never really asked you about your staff. They never asked or took the time to engage with your team to understand those unique qualities that make this person over here a tremendous asset to your team, while someone else with the same job description needs something completely different. And I think we've really done a disservice as an industry to the tenants of Ottawa and, you know, the world, really, because we drove the decision points for many of our clients based on dollars and cents about rent without ever taking the time to understand what's going on the people side. And now that Real Strategy is here to really guide and teach with respect to creating a shared vocabulary about magnetic space, it's enabled us to, with frankly any budget, make tremendous impacts on the quality of life that those employees have when they come into your organization, get them excited to be there and see those people around them. And as we migrated through the pandemic, when, you know, how much do we really need when people are working 2 or 3 days a week is a really big problem, we've got answers.
Let's talk about that, how the dynamics of space requirements has changed with the pandemic.
Well, if the listeners have tuned in for the last couple of shows, we've been really talking about how it's a big question mark. And over the last couple of weeks, we've really sat down and said, okay, the problem that people are facing is that the yardstick for handing out office space, literally how much do you need per person, has really changed. If only someone would get around to inventing the yardstick, we could get back on track. And then we realized, well, what if we did it? So after doing quite a bit of thinking, reading and research, we really come down to the fact that executives have two pools of employees who are interested in interacting with their office space. There's really probably three. There's people who don't want to come in at all, zero. Well, you don't need to buy a chair for them, so they don't really impact your need for space. But mostly you have people who want to work in the office 2 days a week or less and 3 days a week or more. And really, there's only 5 days a week, so that doesn't seem like that's a big break point. But it seems like the way the industry is going, and we're recommending that if someone's in the office 3 days a week or more, they probably deserve their own seat. It's just not worth the HR hassle to impact this person who's coming in most of the time and probably bringing their stuff to have to every day figure out where they're going to sit and how they're going to do it. However, increasingly, we now have this pool of people who are saying, I only want to come in 1 or 2 days a week. And now we're talking about how do we give them a shared access when they come into the space, but at the same time, not feel like they're a guest. When they come in, they're there to interact. They want to get work done, quality work. They need a good space, and they need to interact with those other members of the team who are, you know, in and out over a certain period of time, and also with those ones who are there permanently. So it's suddenly a dynamic question that's really having an impact on the kinds of conversations we're having and the amount of space people are ultimately going to take over the next 3 to 5 years.
Going to take a quick break on News Talk 580 CFRA. Darren Fleming, CEO, office leasing expert, and broker of record from Real Strategy, is our guest. We'll be right back.
We'll return with more Experts on Call on News Talk 580 CFRA.